It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This episode, Forgiveness Illustrated, is the third in our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness. Now, before relating a great story, let me reinforce our starting point. Our modern Western culture markets a product it misrepresents as forgiveness. It's packaged as a therapy, and it can be called therapeutic forgiveness, I suppose. This therapeutic forgiveness, to distinguish it from true or biblical forgiveness, may be presented like this. When a relationship is broken or damaged, I, the offended person or victim, feel terrible. How do I process and eliminate these terrible feelings? Various techniques are proposed. Typically, these practices are like hitting a delete button on the relationship. The I may say privately, I forgive you, but what they really mean is, I forget or delete you. I don't want anything more to do with you. I want to get on with my life without these terrible feelings, and that means without you. An oversimplification? Perhaps a little, but you get the idea. This therapeutic forgiveness is about me and how I feel. As pointed out in an earlier podcast, true forgiveness is grounded in the heart and the actions of our God revealed as Jesus Christ. We consider texts such as Ephesians 4, verse 32, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Any valid understanding and practice of forgiveness must be consistent with God's forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Such forgiveness is expensive and has the purpose of rebuilding a broken or damaged relationship, not deleting it. Put another way, it's the victim's costly love embraced by the penitent offender. Forgiveness is not just about me, it's about us. By way of illustration, here's a tale of two sons, and Jesus tells us a story in Luke 15, 11-24, and I'll read from Eugene Peterson's The Message. It's about a parable of a father and his two sons, and here's how Peterson renders it. "There was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to his father, 'Father, I want right now what's coming to me.' So the father divided the property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to hurt. He signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry, he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses. He said, 'All those farmhands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as your hired hand.' He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech, 'Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again.' But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, 'Quick, bring clean sets of clothes and dress him. Put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get grain-fed heifer and roast it. We're going to feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive, given up for lost and now found.' And they began to have a wonderful time." Now, we've just read the parable or story about the relationship between a father and his younger son, often referred to as the prodigal son. This story wonderfully illustrates all the key elements of biblical or true forgiveness, including 1. A relationship broken. In fact, it's the death of a relationship. 2. There's exclusion. The son shuts the father out of his life. 3, there's this repentance, this 180-degree reversal of attitude. The son eventually and painfully comes to his senses, and his heart changes about whatever has destroyed his relationship with his father. 4, there's confession. He communicates his change of heart by action and word to his father. 5, there's an embrace. His father hears his change of heart and embraces his lost son. And 6, there's celebration, joy in a relationship brought back to life. Here's a question: true versus false? For the most part, therapeutic forgiveness would rewrite this parable by substituting techniques to make the characters feel better about themselves in their alienation from each other. The father would apply techniques attempting to deal with the loneliness and the loss of his youngest son, whom he might never see again. The youngest son, on the other hand, would apply techniques attempting to rationalize his wrong actions and to reduce his feelings of guilt and estrangement. Jesus' parable does not allow us to follow the path of therapeutic forgiveness. True forgiveness, like God's forgiveness of us in Christ Jesus, is about rebuilding our damaged or broken relationships. Forgiveness is costly, personal, relational, and permanent. Now, in the next podcast, we will show how we distort the story of forgiveness. Something to beware of.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.